we're talking about what's called the We're All In Small Business Grants through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Businesses are getting access to the CARES Act stimulus through a second round of grant funding. Are you a small business owner? Have you applied for or received a grant? What is it doing for you and your business? We're at 800-642-1234. Wisconsin Public Radio's Rachel Vasquez has been reporting on the We're All In grants. Rachel, welcome back.
Hey, Kate.
So you've been talking with small businesses and learning how they're standing up here in the pandemic. What have you heard out there?
I think that a lot of them are really struggling. I think it kind of depends on which businesses you're talking about. But in general, I think small businesses are having a really hard time right now. You know, I started reporting on what small businesses are going through in the summer. And, you know, early on, I remember talking to an owner of a cafe in Madison who told me that if he gets a second round of federal aid, and only if, he thought that he had a 50-50 shot of surviving. Mm. So I think that that is kind of illustrative of some of the urgency and desperation that a lot of small businesses are feeling, in particular restaurants and bars. They are some that are having the hardest time right now.
Well, and certainly with capacity as well, we're going back now to the no more than 25% of a building's occupancy until November 6th with Governor Evers' limit on a size of indoor gatherings reinstated by a judge. How do businesses feel about this capacity limitation?
I think it, again, depends on the kinds of businesses that you're talking about. I think mm-hmm. that I spoke initially about initially to retailers, to small retailers, to see how this order would affect them. And I heard from a lot of them that they didn't think it would affect them that much. I talked to the owner of a small women's consignment store in Superior, and she told me that she didn't think it would affect her business that much. It's her business doesn't really operate, doesn't really need tons of customers packed into her store to make her business profitable. But when I talked to, again, restaurant and bar owners, it was a really different tone. I spoke to the owner of a steakhouse in Milwaukee, Carnivore, and he told me in very dire terms that the order would have been, the capacity limits would have been the nail in the coffin for a lot of restaurants. So it definitely depends what kind of business. But again, for restaurants and bars,
they run on volume.
Exactly. They are kind of premised on the idea of being busy at specific times. And that has changed, obviously, during the pandemic. And so these capacity limits for them would have been you know, bad news for them.
Yeah, you can no longer have a lunch rush or a dinner rush, or, you know, those rushes just can't be. So let's look at these grants, the We're All In grants. They're providing $5,000 to about 10,000 small businesses across the state. Who is eligible for these grants?
So the Governor Evers announced money for these grants, about $50 million, about 2 weeks ago. And this is the second round of We're All In grants, and they are really targeted towards the businesses that have been the hardest hit by the pandemic. They're looking specifically for businesses that have been injured by the pandemic, so businesses that were open and running in 2019, businesses that were still running in 2020 and have suffered some kind of economic damage from the pandemic. And they're targeting businesses like hair salons, barbershops, restaurants, bars, nail salons, the ones that have seen kind of the greatest hit so far. And they're specifically also giving priority to businesses with ethnically diverse ownership, I think kind of based on the understanding that those are also some of the businesses that may have fallen through the cracks of bigger federal aid programs.
But it seems like $5,000 is just a drop in the bucket. What are businesses doing with $5,000?
I think that's true for some businesses. I spoke to that one business owner in particular who had such dire warnings about the capacity restrictions. And he told me, the owner of that steakhouse in Milwaukee, he told me that $5,000 barely keeps the lights on for him for 1 month. Mm-hmm. And he is a bigger restaurant. But I think that kind of helps you understand that for some businesses, this really doesn't go that far for them. I spoke to other businesses, though, who said that this $5,000 will be very impactful for them. In particular, I think business owners really like the We're All In grants specifically because there aren't a lot of strings attached. For bigger federal aid programs like the Paycheck Protection Program that a lot of small businesses use, there were a lot of kind of rules and stipulations for how they spent that money. And the We're All In grants are much more, they're kind of wide open. They let you use the money for a lot of different things, for covering things like payroll, buying PPE for your staff, covering rent. So I think businesses like the We're All In grants for that reason, even if for some they don't, the money doesn't go that far.
They have a lot more latitude in what they can use that money for. We're talking with Rachel Vasquez. She's a reporter with Wisconsin Public Radio. She's been covering what small businesses are going through in this pandemic. We're specifically looking at the We're All In grants. Another round, phase two, has opened. You can join in with your questions. Are you a small business owner? How have you been doing in the pandemic? Have you been able to stay open? What do you think about capacity limits now, if you're a bar or a restaurant? Is your business driven on capacity? Join in with your questions, your insights, 800-642-1234. So Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Secretary Missy Hughes says this program won't help all businesses struggling right now. What does she mean by this?
Yeah, when I talked to her, the way that I took those comments, the way that I understood those comments was that basically state government has limited resources to deal with this pandemic and the kind of economic fallout of it. And they have to make choices about, you know, what kinds of businesses they help. And I think that by definition means that some businesses won't be helped that much by this grant program, specifically bigger businesses like the one that I mentioned who said that this $5,000 won't go that far for him. But they, like I said, are targeting really, really small businesses, businesses that might have fallen through the cracks, who might not have been helped by other aid programs. And in doing that, I think they decided that there are some businesses that, you know, they're trying to target this money at the businesses who didn't get help from other programs. And that mm-hmm. means that the program won't be as effective for all other kinds of businesses.
Can you give us a sense of what is a micro business?
Yeah, I don't know kind of the specifics around what she meant by that. I think she was talking specifically about businesses who are really, really small, the kind of mom and pop businesses that you probably know and love and patronize, that don't have maybe pre-existing relationships with banks. Mm. When the Paycheck Protection Program was created by the federal government, it was administered through banks. And what we found from the reporting was that a lot of businesses, really small businesses, businesses with owners of color who didn't have existing relationships with banks, they didn't get a lot of help from that program because they didn't have those relationships. And so she was talking specifically about those kinds of businesses, hoping that this program would help them.
Looking more broadly at what relief is coming from the federal government, Democrats and Republicans still at a stalemate over the next federal stimulus package. How might that affect potential relief funding for small businesses? What are you watching for there?
Well, I think that there are a lot of small businesses that are watching those talks kind of nervously with bated breath. I think that it's also true that a lot of the small business owners that I talk to have a lot of pessimism around whether they will actually reach a deal on aid. I gave you the example of the small business owner in Madison who I talked to months ago, who said that he desperately needed this money from the federal government. That kind of urgency has not gone away when I talk to restaurant and bar owners. So I think that, I mean, when I talked to Missy Hughes, she was actually pretty optimistic about the possibility of a federal stimulus plan coming together before the end of the year. When I talk to small business owners, they're definitely less optimistic than she was, but they're really counting on it.
Rachel, are you circling back to these businesses you talked with much earlier in the pandemic to kind of see how they are through the phases?
Yeah, I've talked to a number of them multiple times. Like I mentioned initially, the small women's consignment store in Superior. I spoke to the owner of that store back in March, and then again a few weeks ago, and she was one of the ones who was doing okay, who said that she actually said that there are some days for her that she's busier now than she was before the pandemic. But again, for restaurants and bars, it's a completely different story. They are kind of months into not having aid from the federal government and kind of facing the prospect of the colder months coming when they lose outdoor dining. And so they, I think, are in a very different boat and struggling a lot.
Rachel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Rachel Vasquez is a Wisconsin Public Radio reporter. Coming up, we talk with President Trump's former national security advisor, Ambassador John Bolton, joins us to look at U.S. foreign policy and whether we're better off today. Talk with Ambassador Bolton, who wrote the book about his time in the White House. That's right after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.